children, you are listening to Poda International School podcast. Children, do you all know why the earth looks blue? Yes, you are right. It is because of water. It is because about 3/4 of the earth surface is covered with water. So, earth is also known as the blue planet. Now children, can you tell me where all you all use water? Yes, very good. We use water for drinking purpose, then while cooking, bathing, then washing clothes, washing utensils. So we are totally dependent on water. Can you imagine a life without water? No, we cannot imagine, right? Now, where does this water come from? What is the main source of water? Can you all guess? Yes, very good. It is rain. Rain is the major source of water. Then the rainwater gets collected on the surface of the earth. Some of the water goes underground. And that is why there are two types of sources, that is underground water and the surface water. Underground water, you can take out it from the well or the hand pump or the tube well. Okay, and surface water, you all know, ponds, lakes, sea, ocean, rivers, all are surface water. Now children, what are the properties of water? Yes, water doesn't have any taste, isn't it? It doesn't have any color, it doesn't smell, or it has any shape. So water takes the shape of the container in which you pour it in, right? So these are the properties of water, that is no taste, no smell, no shape, and no color. Now children, tell me, what happens if I keep water in the refrigerator? Yes, very good. It turns into ice. So ice is solid, isn't it? So it is a solid form of water. Now children, tell me, what happens if I boil the water? Very good. The water gets converted into water vapor, or also it is known as steam. So this is the gaseous form of water, and water is already in liquid form at room temperature. We all know that water is very essential for our lives, right? What happens if we are short of water? Yes, the short of water where we are not getting sufficient amount of water to drink or to use. This condition is known as water scarcity. In short, shortage of water is known as water scarcity. Now, how to overcome this water scarcity? We have to harvest the rainwater so that we can overcome the water scarcity, and we have to stop wasting water. Now, what is rainwater harvesting? It is nothing but collecting, storing the rainwater for future use. This is known as rainwater harvesting. So here we are going to collect the rainwater and store it and use it for the future. Now children, what is water pollution? When the harmful substance gets into the water, it causes water pollution. Like when we throw the garbage in the water, it causes water pollution. If we wash animals or if we wash clothes, utensils by the river bank, it causes water pollution. Then if we throw plastic, waste, okay, and if the industries, if they let the chemicals into the water, then that is causing water pollution. So literally we are polluting the water in so many ways. So how to prevent it, how to overcome it? So to overcome, we have 3 R's principle, 3 capital R's principle. And what is it? Reuse, reduce, recycle to save the earth. Reduce, reuse, recycle to save the earth. Hope these topics are clear to you, children. And you also have to take measures to stop or to prevent the water pollution and water wastage. So it starts from us. If we follow it, then people will learn from it. Okay, with this note,